they didn't have any bridges across the bay then. They didn't have any beach parks the bayfront parks like they try to have now that they've built in since then. So the water would rush in over the houses that were built across the street from the bay, and it was a lot of damage. And then in 1906, they blew our windmill down.
Just,
was there.
Right.
They blew it down just so it missed our kitchen by 4 inches.
Uh-huh.
But it just lay down by the side of the
just
kitchen.
Came.
And it didn't do any damage except the damage we had to try to put the thing back up. And those kind of things were big damage in those days because it was tearing up what you were relying on for everyday supplies. Then in 1909 we had one that was a little tedious. It wasn't as bad as the six, but I remember because at that time my mother had died and my stepmother had owned a transfer and storage company. Her husband had died, and after she and Daddy were married, they enlarged it. But we had the favorite horses at a stable in the back of our big house there, because Daddy owned an acre there. And my stepmother was at the office, and she called. She says, "This hurricane is getting worse, and we've got things in order here, and we had a blind mare." She says, "Will you go out and hook up Nellie to the buggy and come after me?" So that's what I did, and I was a little dubious of it because I didn't know. Because I know the trees blow down, but she was blind, so she wouldn't be disturbed. But the horse was blind, wouldn't be disturbed by that. She was very gentle. The only thing you have to do was speak to her before you got around her, and she'd pick her up. And so I hooked up Nellie, and we went to town, got Mama, and came back. And when we came back from town, she was in the House Inn Hall, which was a hotel on Flagler at that time, where Daddy's office was. And as we came back, there were three trees already blown across First Avenue that we had to go out to travel on. So those kind of things you remember quite well,
right,
because you've got a little tradition.
Okay. The here's your photograph of the house. The kitchen. Now what were some of the daily items that you remember in the kitchen?
A wood stove.
Stove.
With what do you call it? It was a hot water heater, but it was. Let's see, I haven't thought about that in years. It was off to the back, on the side of the stove instead of around one like we have now. It was off to that tank down to the side. It was just fit right on the stove. And the oven, cooking in the oven and on the stove, kept that water hot all the time. Mm. And then we had a warmer up over it, so that you could keep your food warm.
And it was like a shelf.
It was part of the stove. But exactly, I had a stove with a warmer and what do you call that side? I can't remember. Part of my life, all the time, because I did like hot water. But Thank you.